be in her long black gown with a slit up one side so she can walk. When Chucha first saw it, she told Mommy to take the dress back to the seamstress and have that rip sewn up. I get to wear Lucinda's pale blue organdy she's outgrown, but won't let me keep. Mommy put some lipstick on me, but I refuse the hairspray because Sam says that sprayed hair looks like an astronaut's helmet. As for Lucinda's old patent leather heels I wore at Christmas, they no longer fit. But I found some blue satin flats of Carla's that match the dress perfectly and are honestly much easier to walk in. We cross over, Lorena and Chucha bearing the platters of pastelitos, Mommy carrying the tray of sugared almonds to put inside the swan baskets the canasta group has prepared as party favors. We're headed the long way down the driveway, past the hibiscus hedge, Mommy cautious in her spiked heels and tight dress that make walking on the dirt shortcut path too difficult. Just ahead, a line of black Volkswagens crawls up the main driveway. Mommy stops short. "Ay Dios, I forgot my shawl," she says in a tense voice she tries to disguise. "Chucha, you and Lorena go on ahead. Here, take this tray. We'll be right over." "I'll get your shawl for you, Doña," Lorena offers. "I know where it is." A look passes between Mommy and Chucha. "You're not leaving me to carry all these platters," the old woman snaps at the younger one. "Come along now, don't dawdle. The pastelitos are getting cold." The minute they've gone a few steps, Mommy grabs my arm and pulls me back behind the hedge of hibiscus. "Listen to me, Anita," she whispers fiercely. "I want you to run back to Tio Tony's casita and tell Papi and the others that Mr. Smith's friends are here."